Okay, we're going to say five short Hasidic ideas at Tu B'Shvat, Tav Shen Pei Gimel, wishing everyone good Yontav, good Yontav, Velun Shvei, and Tzchus, Vavur Shlema, Chai Esu Tila Bas Aret, Tzipora, Tzor Shechai Yisol, Chaim Lev, and Or Yael, Yitam Hashem Chaim and Esther, Mordechai Yaakov Yidu Ben Rivka. And also my good friend is giving his kidney to these Asal Shema Alter Ben Tova Bela, Shir B'Saris Tovas, also for his recipient, B'Saris Tovas for her as well, Be'ez Hashem, the name is Chaviva Bas Sivya Chedva. And we were Nishmas, my Rebbe's father, Rav Weinberger's father's yard is today, Mordechai Ari Yosef, Rav Mordechai Ari Yosef ben Chaim Moshe. Here we go. First idea comes to us from Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik tells us in the Pitzadik, Tu B'Shvat, always Gimel. Minag ze lechol peretz. It's a minag on Tu B'Shvat to eat fruits. Afshul hayaniska b'kamonim. Leave you going to tell me it's not brought down in any Rishonim or any Gemara. Rak b'sifel ma'aram chagiz. Like the earliest sefer we have brought down is in the Maimar Hamin Hogim, Ma'am Chagiz. Then he says that ki adam eats a sada. It's a good thing to be able to eat fruit. Shehayim noig tu shal harbas and brachas peros ha'ilim b'sfal Hashem b'svach ichadah shalina v'alem shana toiva. It's brought down the sefer Ma'am Chagiz. And when you have fruits on Tu B'Shvat, you should damit Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you ichadah shalina v'alem shana toiva. It should give you a good year, renew a year. Says Rav Tzadok, even if it's just brought down the Ma'am Chagiz, of a minag Yisrael Torah. Minag Yisrael is Torah, and this is exactly what the Chozer Lublin. He quotes Rav Tzadok from Lublin quotes Chozer. Who says shu atzma Torah? That a minug is not just minug Yisrael Torah, that minug is Torah, that it's mamish Torah. And if you want to look more about Menhagim, Rav Schechter just wrote an incredible article, a lot of it based on Rav Soloveitchik on TorahWeb.org. Beautiful, beautiful essay all about Menhagim. But we see Rav Tzadok tells us that even if it's not brought down in the Gemara or Rishonim, it's brought down in Ma'am Chagiz, the same Ma'am and Menhagim, Persia Shah Peros, and make and Davin Yechadish Alina Shana Toiva. Just to piggyback on what Rosh Hashanah, you know, Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah, Rav Tzadok also tells us earlier in the year by Rosh Hashanah, why do we wish someone Shana Tova Mesukah? Like today, someone, we should wish everyone a Shana Tova, a sweet new year, Rosh Hashanah, and sweet new year today. Says Rav Tzadok, because you know the Gemara in Bracha says, Ein Tov Ela Torah, Tov. When you wish something a Shana Tova, you wish something a good year, you wish not just a good year, your year should be filled with Torah, with sweetness. Through a sweetness and avodas Hashem, pekudei Hashem mitzarim misham samchilev, Hashem mesukim and devash, and we should be sweet, filled with sweetness. We're going to talk about Torah at the end, how that connects to B'Shvat as well. Idea number two comes to us from the Rishoner. The Rishoner tells us a very, very beautiful minog. Shekama tzadikim hayu regilim lilbosh bigdei Shabbos to B'Shvat. Brought down the seventh sefer Samach Tzadik. The Rishoner said that certain tzadikim would only go out in bigdei Shabbos to B'Shvat. And they would say that today is Rosh Hashanah. As the pasuk says in Shoftim Chaf Yates, though ki adam eats a sada, the person is the tree itself. That person is the tree itself. And that they would dafka work, they would dafka wish each other a Shana Tova, and they wish each other a good yor. And the original continues. He says, Shehike berusi tzadik echel shubetushvat hayam malbish, a sheikh tzibor, malbush of Shah Shashan. Remember seeing the sheikh tzibor on Tu B'Shvat. He would wear his kittel, mitzivah lispal benuzach Rosh Hashanah, and then he told the Shaykh Tzibor that he should daven the nusach of Rosh Hashanah. They would sing and sing the nusach of Rosh Hashanah. Ki kosev ki adam eitz asada hayom of Rosh Hashanah lilanos. Every single Jew is a pri. And this is the birthday of fruits, and every single person is a fruit. The etzim of the day is not just an etzim of eating and fruits, but every single day in certain tzaddik when mamash feel it. And they wear Bidei Shabbos. And certain Chazal said the Rishoner, not only would they wear Bidei Shabbos, but they would even wear a kittel as well to be able to exemplify how special that day is. The third idea comes with the Kiddush Levi, a very similar idea from the Bnei Yisachar. We know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, different places, that the Gemara, the Machlokas, when was the world created? Was the world created in Tishrei? Or was the world created in Nisan? And the Gemara says, Eil ve'il divrei Elohim Chaim. Tosfos over there says that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world, in thought, in Tishrei, then Maisa he only did it in action in Nisan. But he says, you know, we know that Gemara and Soda tells us that 40 days before the Vlad is born, Kadosh Baruch Hu decides the Tzira, right? We know up until 40 years, a person could daven. Gemara and Brachas tells us, I'm not sure halachically this is okay, but the Gemara says in Brachas that a person could daven until 40 years, if it should be a boy or it should be a girl. But the Gemara tells us 40 days is the in utero, the Yitzir Savlad. What's 40 days before Rosh Hashanah? 4 days before Rosh Hashanah is, I misspoke, 45 days from Chafei El. Because Rosh Hashanah is only the birthday of man. Chafei Ela. What's 40 days before Chafei Ela? Tu Ba'av. And what's 40 days from before Chafei Adar? Right? If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that Chodesh Baruch decided to create the world, it means Chafei Adar is connected to Chafei Av. Chafei Ela. Chafei Adar. What's 40 days before Chafei Adar? That's exactly 40 days. That's exactly Tu B'Shvat. What's it coming to tell us that the Kiddush Levi? That Yitzir Savlad, each one of us, we're nourishing our souls. We get ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Not just ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but even for Chafei Adar, for the Yitzir, for the beginning of the creation of the world, we're recreating ourselves, or we're reestablishing ourselves on Tu B'Av and also Tu B'Shvat. It's not Stam, that they're both two, because it all goes well by 40 days. Whether you hold like Rabbi Lazar, or Rabbi Yeshua, whether it's Tishir, Nisan, we see that Yitzir Savlat takes 4 days, Ki Adam Yitzah Soda, and on Tu B'Shvat, we say, oh, it's 40 days to Chafei Adar, at the end of the day, that's Yitzir Savlat from the creation of the world. But I will say, I will add in, we say this every year, this is a 3B, the Sanz Rebbe said, that Tu B'Shvat also marks that the beginning of the year, that you don't go 2 weeks without a Yom Tov. From now until the summer, until Shavuos, you know, right, when we have Tu B'Shvat, now we have Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then we have Purim. Then we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then we have Pesach. And then we have Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then for the Zionists, for the Chevra, we have Yom Ha'atzmaut. And then we have Lag Ba'omer. And then we have Shavuos. At the end of the day, there's so much goodness. We're leaving the day, the cold, the dark days of the Tevis and Trad. Yes, it might be physically cold or snowy outside, but down deep, we know the B'nai Sozer writes in the Sraf Ha'ilon. Things are changing. That's what Sanz Rebbe says. We don't go 2 weeks without a Yom Tov. It's time to B'Shvat all the way to Shavuos. It's all one Torah. It's all one Torah of Simcha and growth to the Rabbeinu Shema. Idea number 4. Number 4 goes to the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim tells us, you know, the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, the machlokes between Mesham and Beiselo, when is the birthday for fruits? We know that Beishamai says Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beiselo says Tu B'Shvat. We have to understand this idea in Primus. Says the Chiddush Harim, it's not just Ora Torah. Yeah, we know Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the Torah, say for Dvarim specifically on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. There's a right, and we know the symbol, the mazel. The Ben Yisrael writes that the mazel for the month of Shvat is a pail, because Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the water of Torah to everyone. He says, why does Beshame hold the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Because he holds Beshame Mechare Tfei Begishu Esaor. Kfar be'echad b'shvat. He already feels. Bisham already felt that the or, the tremendous or of the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching him, but then says the Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel always means galus or shazosi rak v'chamisha or. Yes, the first drop started to drop down from Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth to Klai Yisrael. That was the beginning of the month. But when do we finally have the revelation and we felt it the knimis and we felt it everywhere? That took 15 days to be able to get there. That took 15 days to be able to get there. So yes, Beishamai, Beisel, and right now we, until Mashiach comes, we hope we pass like Beisel. Beisel says, we only found in Miskalus or Beishamai, it could have been Moshe Rabbeinu started, and Beishamai says he already felt it there. Beisel says, no, you need time to be able to let it translate and let it marinate. Miskalus or that took until Chamisha Beshvat, and then that's to every time of Chacham, to every Jew. They able to feel that and say, oh, you know what? Now I'm dedicating myself more to Torah. And this is the fifth and final idea. This is the Igle Tal. The Igle Tal, the Avni Nezer, the Baal Avni Nezer, was very famously known in the beginning of his Hagdoma. And he writes that people think that they're not learning Torah Lishma when they're getting Geshmak and they're learning. Lehefech, a person should feel the Geshmak and they're learning. It's like the Levush says, he categorizes the Berachas HaTorah to be a Berachas Hanah. It's not Birchas HaMitzvah, it's Birchas HaNah. It's a Vaharevna. It's Vaharevna. We know the Ran tells us that we didn't say Vaharevna, and that's why the Beis HaMitzvah in the Dorim Pei Beis, the Beis HaMitzvah was destroyed because we didn't say Vaharevna. We said Birchas HaTorah, but we didn't feel the Vaharevna, the sweetness. This is what the Egel Tal says. And this is brought down in the Shalat Shus Eretz Tzvi Chalik Beis Rishon Drish Av. Says the Avnei Nezer, Kim Choshono Acher Tu B'Shvat Margesh Shinui B'Chidush HaTorah Shalom. Says the Avnei Nezer, after Tu B'Shvat, and this goes to exactly perfectly what the Chiddush Harim just said. He says, after Tu B'Shvat, I felt a different feeling in my Chiddush Torah. I felt something different, something changed, something transformed, something changed on Tu B'Shvat, something altered on Tu B'Shvat, that I was able to be able to give it over Torah in a different way, but to feel it more. And that's the whole inyan of Tu B'Shvat, not just eating fruits, but to make sure that we become changed people, that our Torah is different, that our kindness is different, that our tefillah is different, that our whole Yiddishkeit is different. But says the Avdei Nezer, I felt my Chedush Torah literally different when it came to after Tu B'Shvat. It's an incredible idea of tremendous shefa of Torah for a person to be able to daven for, the daven and Tu B'Shvat. That we should have a year, feel closest the connection to the Rabbonu Shalom. Let's review those 5 ideas. He started off saying from Rav Tzadik tells us that even though it's brought down the Maram Chagiz, and that's the earliest source that a person should have fruits, and he should daven to Hashem Yichadosh Aleinu L'Shana Tova, Minhag Yisrael Torah, Nechoz Yisrael Shu Atzma Torah. Look at Rav Shechter Shlik, this beautiful essay from all about Minhagim, a lot of it based on a Torah from Rav Salvechik, about the beauty and incredible and importance of Minhagim. The Rishoner even told us the idea number 2, that certain tzaddikim would wear a big day Shabbos, and they would say that it's Rosh Hashanah, and the Rishoner brought down a Maisa that the Shtech Tzibur would wear a kittel, and they'd say they should sing in the Nigan of Rosh Hashanah. The third idea we said from the Kiddush Levi, and it's also right similarly as well, the Rosh Hashanah, tells us when was the world created in Nisan and Tishrei, but we know that before the world was created, it's 40 days before Yetzirah Savlat, so 40 days before Chafei Adar, which is the first day of the creation of the world, right, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first day that a person was born, 40 days from Chafei Adar, from the creation of the world, is Rosh Chodesh, is Tu B'Shvat, right? Whether you hold it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, then it's Tu B'Av, Chafei Elul, then it's 40 days before, then it's Tu B'Av, or whether you hold it's Chafei Adar, the 40 days before Chafei Adar, the beginning of the creation of the world, that's Tu B'Shvat, for the ability to understand the beginnings, the Tzirus of Vlad. And for the fifth idea, they really go together beautifully as well. Chedush Sharim tells us that Beisham, it says, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the beginning of, right? That's the Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the Torah, that's the birthday of Peiros, and birthday of trees, and Beisel says, no, it's Tu B'Shvat. How do you see this? Bepnimius? We know the Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the Torah on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Says the Beisham, it says, you already felt the Or already then. Beisel says, no, to feel it there is very nice, but the Skalus Or, that the revelation, the expansion of that Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that only happened on Tu B'Shvat for every single year. And that's the fifth and final idea that Yeratal said, brought down by the Kozhik lovers, by the Kozhik lovers, Hashem, you come down, Hashem should avenge his blood in his Chubas. He says that from the Egel Tal writes that every single year he felt a difference in his Chedush Torah after Tu B'Shvat. To take our minhagim seriously. To have a sweet new year for the Besoros Tovas, for the growth in Torah and Yerushalayim. To have a Siyat Zavlah, to feel that we're always constantly growing. And to understand, to have this Skalas Or, to have, feel the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And to feel that our Torah and our Tefillah and our Midos are not just the same, but are growing, especially after Tu B'Shvat, just like David Nezer. Wishing everyone a good Chodesh, a good Gemar, Tikkum HaChasim HaToyva, and good Gemen Shior. Sorry, start.